All right, so, as you know, primary elections are coming up on June 5th, which is next Tuesday, and for a lot of races, that means that's it, because we have so many Democrats here in northern New Mexico. It's like Democrats running against Democrats, and no Republican opposition. That happens to be the case for District Judge, Division 2, where the incumbent is Sarah Backus. She is a Democrat, and her challenger is Ernestina Cruz, also a Democrat. So whoever wins on Tuesday wins that seat. We talked to both of them last week. Answers to some pretty basic questions. First of all, the challenger, Ernestina Cruz, why are you running for district judge?
I chose to run for this position because I have always believed that one of the greatest things a person can do with their law degree is to serve in some kind of capacity on the judiciary. And I've certainly given plenty of thought to what I was going to do with my professional career. And at some point, I always knew that I would be running for judge. I, of course, was raised and educated in this district, and to be able to serve in the 8th Judicial District in particular is something that I think I always wanted to do in terms of wanting to give back to my community.
Of course, the incumbent is Sarah Backus. Why is she running for re-election as judge?
Well, I'm running because I put in for the position last year, went through the Judicial Nominating Commission. I wanted to be a judge. I continue to want to be a judge. I think I'm doing a good job, and I think it's a really good way for me to use my 28 years of legal experience and also my inherent qualities that I have in my personality for the good of the community. It's a good way for me to contribute.
And again, Ernestina Cruz and Sarah Backus running for District Court Judge Division 2. Ernestina Cruz on her qualifications.
Sure. I've been practicing law for over 10 years now. I graduated from law school at the University of New Mexico in 2001. I have been practicing law my entire career in the state of New Mexico, having appeared before state courts. There are 13 judicial districts in the state of New Mexico. I've appeared in 11 of them. I also have developed a fairly strong practice in federal court, having appeared in the district courts of New Mexico at the federal level. In addition to that, I've developed a really strong practice in terms of appellate work. I've appeared in front of the New Mexico Court of Appeals, the New Mexico Supreme Court, the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals, which is based out of Denver, and I also submitted an amicus brief to the United States Supreme Court. So with regard to my experience, I have a very broad-based experience in terms of a trial and appellate practice.
And qualifications for the sitting judge, Sarah Backus?
Well, I've been a licensed lawyer since 1984. I graduated from law school in 1984, and that's the University of California, Hastings, which is in San Francisco. I practiced law for about 10 years in California, and then I moved to Taos in 1994. I took the New Mexico bar that year and passed that year, so I've been a licensed attorney in New Mexico also since 94. I've spent my entire career in the past 18 years in Taos, and I've been a prosecutor and a public defender. I've worked for a district attorney's office here in Taos, was a public defender in San Francisco. I've also been a private defense attorney. I've done private defense work here in Taos, criminal defense. I worked for the town of Taos. I was the town attorney and the planning director, and that was for about 6 years, so I have a lot of experience in land use, municipal law issues. I have a lot of experience in real estate law and also in domestic relations and domestic violence. I represented clients through the Community Against Violence for a number of years in the domestic relations and domestic violence cases. I also served as a hearing officer here at the 8th Judicial District for several years on a contract basis. So I would, when the normal hearing officer would have a conflict with the parties, I would come in and I would hear those cases. So I already had that judicial experience. I have a lot of experience in natural resources litigation. That's what I did part of the time I was in California. And then also I've done some here. A lot of water rights experience in northern New Mexico. And since I was appointed judge last year, I was designated to be the water judge for this district. And then I was also elected to be the chief district judge for the 8th Judicial District, and I was elected by the other judges in the district. In addition, I attended the National Judicial College's general jurisdiction course for judges, so I've already got additional judicial training. I've been on the bench now almost 11 months, so I have day-to-day experience in a huge variety of different kinds of cases. I was in a meeting with the former District Judge Peggy Nelson and our other current judge, Andrea Cooper, and we were talking about reinstituting our alternative dispute resolution program here, how we can get that off the ground to help cases resolve earlier. And we've also been working with the New Mexico Legal Aid in identifying attorneys that are willing to provide pro bono services or provide pro bono clinics to some of our people who can't afford of lawyers in this community. So I think for all those reasons, I mean, my dad was a judge. I learned about what a type of person that makes a good judge. I think I have an inherently fair disposition, and certain things my dad taught me were humility. You need to be open-minded, obviously. You have to be very fair. You have to be impartial. You have to be unbiased, able to withstand public criticism, because judges, by our code of judicial conduct, are required to make our decisions regardless of what the potential for criticism or bad public opinion is. So for all those reasons, I think I'm make a good judge. And I'm a Democrat. I'm running in the Democratic primary. I don't think that necessarily, you know, judges really should have to run in a partisan primary, but that's the way we do it here in New Mexico. And the fact is that I have been a Democrat my whole life, and I've worked really hard on some of the Democratic campaigns.
Interviewing candidates for district judge and Division II. Ernestina Cruz is the challenger. I asked her to critique the current judge situation, the good and the bad.
Well, I certainly won't critique any one judge, because I think that would be inappropriate to do, and I certainly would not want to say anything negative about the judges and what they've been doing. But with regard to our judicial district in particular, I think there have been some concerns with regard to the docket. Of course, before we had the third judicial position created here, we had a crisis of sorts in the 8th Judicial District with regard to having cases heard. In 2011, Supreme Court Justice Charlie Daniels appeared in front of the state legislature at his biennial speech before the legislative bodies, and he spoke about the fact that if you look across New Mexico, we could use an additional 30 state district court judges. He said that 10 of those positions, I believe, were really needed, but if you looked at any one district, it was the 8th Judicial District that really needed help. And it was for that reason that the state legislature appropriated funds to create the Division III position, recognizing that, of course, cases needed to be heard and people were expecting to see their cases move forward a little bit more expeditiously. So with regard to our current situation, I think that there has to be particular attention to cases so that they move forward in a way that people are expecting, that motions are being heard, that orders are being issued, that trials are being set, and that judgments are being rendered. So I think that's the primary area of concern with regard to our particular district. Certainly, I think that there's room for improvement with regard to accessibility to the court. If you look at some of the other state district courts in New Mexico, they have websites that provide resources to the general public, and I think that's an area of improvement that we could see here in the 8th Judicial District.
All right, same question for the sitting judge, Sarah Backus. Good and the bad of the judicial situation here in northern New Mexico in general?
I'm very proud of the fact that I feel that I have gained the trust and respect of the attorneys in front of me. I'm proud that I am patient. I listen. I am open-minded. I base my decisions on the law and on the facts as they're presented in court. I am very familiar, well-versed in the rules of evidence and the rules of criminal and civil procedure, which are the rules that people that are in litigation are required to understand and to follow. As far as what I've done bad, I mean, I think that I stand by every single decision I've made. I think that I've made the right decision with the information I had at the time, and I've also willing to relook at things when I've been asked to do that by attorneys, though I'm not fixated on always being right. And I think I make quick decisions. I think that's really, really important, because we do have a huge caseload here. Our trial judges are the decision makers, and so you obviously can't be afraid to make a decision in this job. Having to run for election can be somewhat of a distraction. I've really, really tried to balance my workload with that. But certainly once the election is over, I will be able to be more completely focused on the work at hand.
District judge candidates for Division II, the incumbent is Sarah Backus. Her challenger is Ernestina Cruz. I asked them both to sell themselves. Ernestina Cruz?
The reason that I am running for the position is because I believe I have developed a good reputation in the legal community in New Mexico. I'm regarded as being someone who is fair, reasonable, and hardworking. I have been told by my peers that I should consider running for the position because I would make a good judge and I would serve the 8th Judicial District well. I have developed a strong base knowledge of the law and have taken that knowledge along with me as I have worked in state and federal courts. I have given back to the legal community in a number of different ways through my service with various bar organizations wins, and I think that distinguishes me from my opponent. Moreover, I think that my commitment to the community is strong. I was raised and educated in this judicial district, and quite frankly, I think there's no greater thing that a person can do with their law degree than give back to the community, and I personally want to give back to the community that gave me so many wonderful opportunities when I was growing up.
And finally, the incumbent, Sarah Backus, sell yourself. Why should we vote for you?
Go to my website, sarahbackus.com. I have about 17 years more experience as a lawyer than she does. I've lived and worked in this community 100% of the time since 1994, which is a contrast. I did go through the Judicial Nominating Commission process in which my qualifications were considered by this bipartisan committee that I just talked about. And I think I'm on the bench now, and I'm doing a good job. And if you ask attorneys that appear in front of me, and those are the people that know the most about what happens here, I think you're going to hear from the vast majority of them that I'm doing a good job. I think those are the reasons that people should vote for me. I really appreciate the opportunity to talk to people. People can call me on my cell if they need more information, and that's 770-2190. The Facebook page is the Committee to Keep Judge Backus, and my website is sarahbackus.com.
Well, thanks to challenger Ernestina Cruz and incumbent Sarah Backus, judges candidates for District 2. And we will have Division 3 candidates tomorrow in our continuing series of candidate questions, Political Week, with the primary coming up next Tuesday. Your community radio station is KTOW Solar 101.9.